Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about price adjustments. The sooner, the better.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. Used to be when I was a rookie realtor, I felt like I'd done everything I could to sell a property and it was not selling. The toughest conversation or phone call to make was to talk to the seller about a price adjustment. A price adjustment is usually going to be downwards, not upwards, although I've seen that strategy work in some circumstances. Let's talk about when it's time to take a look at the price.
You've had it on the market and you have exposed it properly. Now, that's a major league assumption because there are ways of marketing a property. If you were to put it in the newspaper with a for sale classified ad, is that marketing the property in your opinion?
It's not sufficient today. You find the buyer, you find the buyers.
That's right. You're not expressing the availability and the benefits of owning that property to the most probable buyer. They don't look at the classified ad as such. I'll probably get a call from the local newspaper blasting me, but that's the breaks of the game. That's the way it is.
So you've got to make sure the property is completely exposed, that everyone that should know about it does know about it. And you as a seller owner need to have conviction of that. If you do not, you need to be very, very direct with the person that's running the marketing efforts on your behalf. Make sure that you've reached to the very far corners. After you've reached the far corners, you've got to start listening to the feedback.
And if you're not getting feedback, the market potentially is voting. They are voting, I've seen it. You're not ringing my bell. I don't see the benefits in what you have to offer that would motivate me to pay the price that you're asking.
Exactly. And that may be, you also have to look at the message, make sure that you've fully expressed the opportunity and you've expressed it accurately with good photography and a good idea of where it's located, things like that. Once you've expressed it accurately and you have put it out there to all the appropriate audiences, the feedback, even silence, is feedback.
Silence is horrible feedback, but it's the most honest feedback you're probably going to get. And what you need is chatter. You need to have people excited, wanting to know more about the property, wanting to know, is it still available? What are their concerns? Somebody's already nailed it before I could get to it. What happens if I'm not getting that chatter? Is it time for a price adjustment? Now, how long would we sit in silence before I would suggest a price adjustment?
I would only sit 21 days in residential real estate. It's a strong seller's market. Buyers are moving quickly and with confidence still. So we've got to make sure we're in front of them and we've got to know if we're missing the boat because the market may not recover it for you. It may be going the other direction. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.